ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। मुखं करोति वच्चलं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमखं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 1. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Today we will read verses 44, 45, the first two without purport, and 46 written on the board. So I'll read the translations of the first two and then we will sing the 46. Thereafter, the same Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu, took birth as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, begotten by Vishrava in the womb of Keshini. They were extremely troublesome to all the people of the universe. Narada Muni continued, "My dear king, just to relieve Jai and Vijay of the Brahmana's curse, Lord Ramachandra appeared in order to kill Ravana and Kumbhakarna. It will be better for you to hear narrations about Lord Ramachandra's activities from Markandeya." Tau. Please repeat. Tau. Atra Kshatriyau Jatau Matrisvashriyatmajau Tava Aduna Shapanirmuktau Krishna Chakra Hata Amhasau Tavatra Kshatriyau Jatau Matrisvashratmajau Tava Aduna Shapanirmuktau Krishna Chakrahatam Hasau Tavatra Kshatriyau Jatau Matrisvashratmajau Tava Aduna Shapanirmuktau Krishna Chakrahatam Hasau Tavatra Kshatriyau Jatau Matrisvashratmajau Tava Aduna Shapanirmuktau Krishna Chakrahatam Hasau Tau. The two. Atra. Here. In the third birth. Kshatriyau. Kshatriyas or kings. Jatau. Born. Matrisvashriyatmajau. The sons of the mother's sister. Tava. Your Aduna, now Shapanirmuktau, freed from the curse, Krishna Chakra, by the disc weapon of Krishna, Hata, destroyed, Amhasau, whose sins? In the third birth, the same Jai and Vijay appear in a family of Kshatriyas as your cousins, the sons of your aunt. Because Lord Krishna has struck them with his disc, all their sinful reactions have been destroyed, and now they are free from the curse. Purport. In their last birth, Jai and Vijay did not become demons or Rakshasas. Instead, they took birth in a very exalted Kshatriya family related to Krishna's family. They became first cousins of Lord Krishna and were practically on an equal footing with him. By personally killing them with his own disc, Lord Krishna destroyed whatever sinful reactions were left in them because of the curse of the Brahmanas. Narada Muni explained to Maharaj Yudhishthira that by entering Krishna's body, Shishupal re-entered Vaikuntha Loka as the Lord's associate. Everyone had seen this incident. Tavatra kshatiyau jatau matris vashratma jau tava aduna shapanir muktau Krishna chakra hatam hasau. In their third birth, the same Jai and Vijay appeared in a family of Kshatriyas as your cousins, the sons of your aunt. Because Lord Krishna has struck them with his disc, all their sinful reactions have been destroyed, and now they are free from the curse. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinavando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. So we are reading about how the Lord is equal to everyone, and the Lord is equal both to devotees and to demons, to asuras. Whoever comes in contact with Krishna becomes benefited. That's the natural law of associating with Krishna or with his devotees. So Sri Jiva Goswami explains in Sri Krishna Sandarbha that Sri Krishna has a unique characteristic that whenever he kills a demon, he gives that demon liberation. In other incarnations, according to Sri Jiva Goswami, that doesn't necessarily take place. Or rather, he says, it doesn't take place. Of course, we could question in Nectar of Devotion, we learn from Srila Prabhupada that from the 64 qualities of Krishna, liberation of the demons he kills is also found in Narayana. So it appears to be two explanations, and we won't get into the details of it, but what it is clear is that whenever Krishna appears and kills a demon, the demon attains liberation. Sayujya Mukti, or in many occasions also Sarupya Mukti, like we see in the case of Shishupal and Dantavakra, which is described here. We see many other cases. Agasura also attains Sarupya Mukti, Kamsa. So many demons attain the perfection of becoming an associate of the Lord by the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, Sri Uddhava, when remembers Krishna, recites the verse, Aho bakiyam stana kala kutam, jigamsa yapayaya tapya sattvi, lebegatim datra uchitam tatonjan, kamvada yalum, sharanam brajema. He says that are we going to find a most merciful master? Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balarama ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundara ki jai. Where are we going to find a more merciful master than he who gave the position of mother to a demoness, a sattvi? She was actually faithless. She was faithless, and she had put mortal poison in her breast. But the Lord is so merciful that he took only the service attitude of Putana. So this is the mercy of the Lord. He is all merciful. Whoever comes in touch with him becomes benefited. Therefore, the Lord, he's so kind, and we are here in Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, and as most of you know, Srila Prabhupada established this temple to remind the world that Sri Sri Krishna Balaram is non-different from Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, or if you like, the other way around. Sri Sri Gaura Nithai are non-different from Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. So actually, the Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir was established by Srila Prabhupada to preach the message of Krishna in Vrindavan to the world. This is one of the main purposes of why our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, established the Krishna Balaram Mandir. I like it. I don't come here so often. And I know I want to come more often after spending an extended period of time. Like last time, I was staying in Govardhan. I'll still go to Govardhan, but I plan to come more often because it's very pleasing to see the wonderful devotional service that thrives here in Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. And actually, I like to take the opportunity. Maybe it's not. You can say, okay, it's Bhagavatam time, but it's the seva of the devotees is Bhagavatam. And here many of you, like the authorities, Panchagoda Prabhu, Bhakti Anugraha Janardhan Maharaj, Mukundadatta Prabhu, Head Pujari, Bhubaneswar Prabhu in the kitchen, so many wonderful devotees who are here for so many years. And many of you, like Dharmatma Prabhu, staying here now for several years, doing secretarial service. All the devotees who are doing service here are doing a wonderful service, so that when we come here from the West, we are preaching, we come here and we get very inspired by the wonderful atmosphere created by all the hard work of so many devotees, who are day after day after day here in Vrindavan offering that service. And many times this is not noticed. We take it for granted. But actually, this is selfless service. And by such selfless service, we can, those of us who are preaching in the West, can come and become inspired. So this temple, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, so nicely maintained by so many wonderful Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, who are here serving year after year, day after day, month after month, in the heat, in the cold, in health, in illness. It is not so easy to live here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. You need to get a special mercy from the Lord to do that. Otherwise, it is not possible. From the Lord, and as you know better than me, from Srimati Radharani, the Queen of Vrindavan. Without her mercy and her servants, it is not possible to remain here for a long time. Still, this temple has a special mission. It is a mission to spread the glories of the Lord all over the world. I see devotees coming from Spain, where I'm serving, my Prabhudatta Desh, and devotees become very inspired when they come here to Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, due to the wonderful atmosphere created, the Akanda Kirtan, constant Kirtan, constant glorification of the Lord. So Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung Vrajendra Nandanayei Shachi Suta Hoilo Shei Balarama Hoilo Nitai Dina Hina Yatta Chilo Hariname Udarilo Tara Shakshi Jagai Madai. Sri Vrajendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj Sri Krishna, has appeared as Shachi Suta, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Balaram became Nitai. So Sri Sri Krishna Balaram have become Sri Sri Gaura Nitai. And why they have become like that? In order to liberate so many Jagais and Madais. The world is full of Jagais and Madais. And there is a great need for such a strong preaching of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And something I wanted to express here for all of you, and I think many people may be hearing from other places in the world, there is a strong need, and I say this for your consideration, please, and take me that I know what's going on, and I'm saying it. I'm saying what I see, and there is a need, very important need. Like when Srila Prabhupada started the movement in the West in the 60s, Srila Prabhupada brought his American and European disciples to India to establish the Krishna consciousness movement in India. And he requested devotees from each temple. We can read this, for example, from the testimony of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. From each temple, Srila Prabhupada took some devotees, both men and women, and took them here to India, to the holy dams, and to other cities in India, and asked them to start temples in India. Now, I don't know the exact statistics, but my estimation from what I have read and heard during the festivals in Sridhar Mayapur, we could say, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, that 3/4 of the power of the power of the Krishna consciousness movement is in India. Or you can extend, you can say that in terms of book distribution, in terms of numbers of devotees. You look at the Brahmachari ashrams, for example, in the West. In many places they are empty. Practically speaking, practically speaking, the Brahmachari ashram in some places in the West are inexistent. There are no Brahmacharis. Of course, Vaishnavera, Kriya, Mudra, Viki, and Abujai. We cannot know the mind of a pure Vaishnava. So we don't know exactly what His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada will do. But my take is that 99%+ that Srila Prabhupada will orchestrate taking brahmacharis from each temple where there are 100 or 200 brahmacharis and there is queue in some temples here in India, and will take them to the West and revive the ashrams in the West. What do you think? Does that sound reasonable? I mean, please excuse me, it's not about taking, you say, this fellow never comes, this guy comes here now, and he's asking now taking people from India to the West. I don't mean that. I mean that there is a need. There is an urgent need. We're talking in every town and village. Prithivite achayata nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoive moranam. In every town and village, the holy name of the Lord should be sung. So this is not something metaphorical. Of course, in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 9, Adilila, yes, the metaphor is given of the Chaitanya tree. So the metaphor is used because when something is very sublime, it has to be explained in a way metaphorical. The Lord is the tree, and the Lord is the gardener. And the Lord is relishing the fruits of divine love. And he's asking everybody, please help me to distribute these fruits. Bharate bhumite hoila manushya jammayar jammasartaka kori kara para upakar. Everybody born in India, that's the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as presented by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, should be a sensible system, should be a system that the preachers who go to the West, they are protected. Not that they go and after 2 days they want to get married to a Westerner and then it's finished. And no, it should be, of course, I don't have no problem with those who want to get married. It's fine. That's noble as well. It's but what the West needs is missionaries. Missionaries. Can be also grihastha couples. Srila Prabhupada started India with grihastha couples. The Christians are doing it. The Christians, some Christians, are sending couples to a place. For example, you have a book written by Rick Warren, a preacher from America. It is entitled The Purpose-Driven Church. And this gentleman, together with his wife, after being trained for 3 years in a missionary college, he was trained and then he went to a new city in America to start a church. And he started a program at home, what we will say a Namahata program. And In 10 years, he built a mega church with 10,000 people, 10,000 congregational members, just a Grihastha couple. So there is a need. This is an urgent need. We cannot just say it has been done. No, it has not been done. There is so much to do. We cannot just enjoy the, like, say, I know the Spanish expression, sorry, I don't know in English. It's like being like asleep in the glories of our founder Acharya or our strong preachers who are spreading Krishna consciousness in so many places. But actually there are many, many, many places where there are no devotees. I know you will say, of course, in India as well. In India there are so many Jagais and Madais, and in India, like we read from the Srila Jiva Goswami quoting the Varaha Purana, Asuras take birth in Brahmana families. So in India there is a need also for a strong preaching. No doubt about it, granted. But there is need for unity. We cannot have two movements. There is the ISKCON India, ISKCON West. What is this? ISKCON India, ISKCON West. No, we need to unify. We need to talk to each other. We need to sit and put things in place. But there cannot be like we have two organizations. It has to be unified. And for unification, there needs to be cooperation. There needs to be cooperation to spread the message of Sri Sri Gaura Nitai. And of course, that shouldn't be limited to ashram devotees. The instruction Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Jammayar, especially for also Vanaprastas, older devotees. Take time. Srila Prabhupada did that. He had Srila Prabhupada not leave Vrindavan to preach, we would not have Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. So therefore, there is a need. And that can be part-time. Can we go and come back, go, come back? Of course, those of you who have made the vow of never leave and stay here and take care of temple, of course, all glories and all my obeisances, we cannot do that, so that's necessary. But there is a need, an urgent need, to spread Krishna consciousness in all over the world and to reinforce the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the West and to unify the movement. I was told also to say some words about Sri Jayadev Goswami. Sri Jayadev Goswami is a great Vaishnava poet, as most of you know. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish writings, Gita Govinda, verses from Gita Govinda, and from Jayadev Pityapati Chandidas, Sri Vilva Mangal Thakur. These were some of the authors who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing his songs, his glorification of the Lord. Sri Jayadev Goswami lived 300 years approximately, 300 years before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. He was the court pandit of King Laxman Sen of Bengal, and later on he retired from royal life, I mean, connection with the court, to Champahati, to Sri Navadvip Dham, and there he wrote Gita Govinda. As you know, Gita Govinda is a very confidential text. If I remember correctly, it was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when he asked him about publishing Gita Govinda, to say, okay, make one copy for yourself. So, of course, we have some verses from Gita Govinda quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I selected two of them. Kamsari rapi samsara vasana bhadda shrinkalam radhamadaya ridaye tatyaja vrajasundarihi. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, took Srimati Radharani within his heart, for he desired to dance with her. Thus he left the arena of the Rasa dance and the company of all other beautiful damsels of Praj. Itas tatastam anushritya radhikam anangavana vrannakinna manasaha kritanutapa sakalinda nandini tatantakunje vishasada madhava. Being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and unhappily regretting his mistreating Srimati Radharani, Madhava, Lord Krishna, began to search for her along the banks of the Yamuna River. When he failed to find her, he entered the bushes of Vrindavan and began to lament. So these verses are quoted by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jayadev Goswami visited Vrindavan, and then he went to Sri Jagannath Puri and he stayed there, and he left this world in Jagannath Puri. Here in Vrindavan, in the Radha Damodar Mandir, there is a Pushpa Samadhi of Sri Jayadev Goswami. I was told it's a Pushpa Samadhi. So today we are honoring him, and we can pray for his blessings and his mercy, that we can relish all these confidential mellows of pure devotional service, and also that we can get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who used to relish his writings, and we can spread those mellows to the whole world by preaching the Sankirtan movement through the spreading of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord and the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, Bhagavad Gita is a foundational instructions, and then the message of pure love written in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that everybody can become benefited. And Jagaya and Madaya also, they are, according to Sri Kavikarna Pura, Jagaya and Madai are Jaya and Vijay, who came on their own accord for the fourth time. They wanted to participate in the Sankirtan movement. So even Jaya and Vijay, liberated souls, wanted to participate in the Sankirtan movement, and they came as Jagaya and Madai. So then we also should, even if remain liberated in Sri Vrindavan Dham, so we should also participate in the Sankirtan movement, going out of Vrindavan to give the mercy of Vrindavan to the people, both in India, as we are doing so wonderfully, and from time to time to the West. And of course, everything should be orchestrated by higher authorities, GBC body, Indian RGB, ISKCON Bureau, and whatnot, temple presidents. But there is a need for a global strategy, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and to balance the mission all over the world. Thank you very much for listening patiently. Please excuse me if I have spoken a bit proudly and sound like that. And it's my duty. We are told that sannyasi should speak strongly, so speak strongly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you'd like to ask any questions or make comments, Prabhu?
Thank you very much for having us today. I just wanted to know, like, what is Christianity, like Christian trained the teacher for 3 years, I just said that he was trained for 3 years before he went for teaching. So what is this strategy, what they teach, what, like, give the inspiration for the teacher?
I didn't study their curriculum, but certainly they have a missionary agenda. They have an agenda of saving souls. That's their agenda. Another community that does that are the Mormons. The Mormons. The Mormons, they are a group from Christian denomination. I was told there are some in India. They don't have ashram, they don't have Brahmachari ashram. They are grihastas. But before they get married, they have something which could be compared to the Brahmachari ashram. So they send the especially the boys, but also the ladies, separately. They keep gender separation. And they send them to preach all over the world. I went to preach to Africa, to Cabo Verde, a very small country, a group, an archipelago, and I saw the Mormons there, in a very small country in Africa, dressed in very uniform, very elegantly, and with all their name. And what they teach to their preachers, they learn the language of the country they are going to go. They know the language, they know the culture, so they know how to present their message in a way which is according to what we will say, Kala Desha Patra, time, place, and person, it will be relevant for them. So they are able to attract the locals to join the movement. And that's what Srila Prabhupada in each country to join. And we need to have that. Like, for example, I went to Cabo Verde for 1 month expedition because I promised my sannyas guru, His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, as a gift for him, that I'll go and do something in Africa to preach for 1 month. But then we need some preachers who stay there in the country for 1 year until the locals join. If we go, I met the Prime Minister, I speak in many universities. I met very important people, the bishop, and it's a small country, not so difficult to do that. But now we need missionaries who stay there for 1 year until they have made devotees locals. The locals are trained, and then the locals can run it. So like that, we need to have a strategy. All the GBC college, we need to integrate this in that strategy. It has to be a global strategy. We cannot be shooting each one in his own project. Srila Prabhupada said, first the wall, then the sun, then the temple. So first the wall, think globally, act locally. But we need to think globally. So they train their missionaries to go already. They know to what country they are going to go. They learn the language, they learn the culture. And of course they learn their mission and their scriptures very thoroughly. So when they go to preach, they know what they are talking about. Is that okay? Any other questions, comments?
Translation. he tells how will he divide it.
How? I didn't understand, sorry.
That lady is a question in Bengali. I am translating.
Okay, okay.
The question is how she will be liberated by the
earth. How she will be liberated? So the question is, let me, please confirm if I understood. How she will liberate it if she leaves Vrindavan?
No, how she will be liberated from this world?
From this world? Yeah, by serving devotees, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by serving devotees, and by giving the holy name of the Lord to other jivas, to other people. In this world, you will go back home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. Isn't it? Can somebody translate for her? Vaishnava Seva, Nama Ruchi, taste for the holy name, Jiva Doya, preaching, compassion for the souls. And then you go back, come back to Godhead without a doubt, in this very lifetime. If Shishupala and Dantavakra attain perfection, then a preacher of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavacharyas, will go back, come back to Godhead. Without a doubt. Isn't it? That's okay, I think it's time to stop. We stop here. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.